Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of looking at the faces of a woman or a young boy with handsome features without any shari'i reason, without any need, then it is not permissible to look at their faces if they are ghair mahram. When it comes to a boy, obviously there is no question about being a mahram, but because of the chance that there is some type of thoughts that can go through the heart and the mind, therefore even a boy that doesn't have a beard, that's got girlish features, etc., avoid looking at the face of that boy also. So look how clean and our deen is. It saves a person's heart from getting contaminated in any way. Before, we did all the ahadith by a person speaking and contaminating his heart, by listening to wrong things and contaminating his heart, by thinking of wrong things and contaminating his heart. And here we're doing those aspects where a person looks and now he's contaminating his heart and he's causing his heart to get dirty just by wrongful glances and by looking at the wrong things. An Jaririn radiallahu anhu qal, Sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an nadhari al-fuja'a faqala isrif basarak, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu anhu narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about an unintentional gaze at a strange woman. He replied, turn away your gaze. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, turn away your gaze. This is what we refer to as an accidental glance. A person accidentally happens to see a woman, a strange woman, a ghair mahram woman. Accidental look, immediately he turns his face. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, isrif basarak, turn your face away. Don't look in that direction. Now this here, this accidental glance refers to a situation where a person doesn't expect to see any ghair mahram woman there. Where a person expects that there will be ghair mahram people in this area. For example, a person is walking on the street, or he happens to go to a shopping center, or he happens to go to the airport, or some place that he needs to go and he expects to see that there will be some woman there. Then what a person should do, he should be looking down, his gaze should be lowered, not that he looks deliberately. So one is where a person mistakenly sees, immediately he turns away his glance. And doesn't mean that first glance, doesn't mean a glance that stares, person stares and stares and say, no, I'm still doing my first glance. What this hadith is saying, immediately turn your gaze away. Immediately, the moment you come to know that there is a ghair mahram woman, turn your face away. Now the beauty of our deen is, we are told to do these things, but there are a lot of benefits also that we can't see. It may feel so harm, it may feel so difficult. If a person is taking it upon himself, it may feel so difficult, the pain that he is feeling in his heart, but there's so much of rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person. Just to go through a few, by a person looking after his gaze, by taking care of his gaze, the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him is, one experiences the sweetness of iman. He gets the feeling after continuous exercise of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that sweetness of iman. That sweetness is some other kind of sweetness that, like, a person hasn't experienced before. He may have tasted the sweetness of a barfi, he may have tasted the sweetness of a laddu, he may have tasted the sweetness of fruit, he may have tasted the sweetness of chocolate and sweets. But this sweetness of iman is a different sweetness that is coming from directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is, it guarantees peace of mind, because Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, if the woman that is unattractive, if a person happens to look at a woman and he realizes that she is unattractive, then a person has regrets that, why did I look? This is obviously if a person who's got some kind of a sane mind. Otherwise a person will look and he won't even have that regret. So if a person has a sane mind, he's got a little bit of taqwa in his heart and he happens to look, and then he realizes that I took the trouble to look, and this woman is not an attractive woman, then he has the regret in his heart that he looked at this woman. And if she is good looking, for argument's sake, that woman that he happens to look at, she has got good features, good looking, then he regrets not having her for himself. So now he regrets now that I've got some other, Allah Pak has given me some other woman as a wife. So now he starts having that regret in his heart by looking at this woman. So both ways there is regret. One is regret if she is unattractive. Now the person regrets at why he looked. And the second thing that he regrets, that he couldn't have this type of woman in his marriage. So imagine what harm this is causing. But a person who is a real lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll have this regret in his heart that, why did I go against that person that is showering so many favors against me? He's showing so much of kindness on me. He's got so much of ni'mat that he's giving me every second that I'm enjoying. How can I go against him? It is enough for him to cause him to lower his gaze and to have, or if he accidentally looks, to have that regret in his heart that, why did I do this? The next thing is, If one controls his gaze, he will appreciate his wife's beauty and she will remain attractive to him. When one gazes at other women, he will not appreciate the beauty of his wife, because shaitan beautifies the features of strange women to lead him astray. Shaitan deliberately beautifies the features of strange women to lead the person astray. So now a person will stop appreciating that beautiful wife that Allah Pak had given him, that woman that Allah Pak had chosen for him, because he's not looking after his wife and his eyes. Now he loses appreciation for that woman that Allah Pak had given him. So this shows also that one way for a person to start liking and enjoying that halal wife that Allah Pak had given him is to look after the gaze and take care of the gaze. The next is, the family members of one who is chaste will also remain chaste, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, be chaste, your woman will remain chaste. Inshallah, if it's time, I'll mention one incident. Next is, if it is the experience of the pious that when a person is overcome with desire to sin, but he restrains himself, then dua at that moment is readily accepted by Allah. It has got the desire to see and look at that haram, but he restrains himself, he takes the pain upon himself. It is the experience of the pious people. At that time now, when this person makes dua, Allah Pak accepts his dua. Such a beautiful opportunity to make dua. Person tells Allah that I'm restraining myself, I'm holding myself, and this is what I am asking from you. Allah Pak accepts the dua of that person. And the next is, one will be saved from the punishment in the year after. And on the other hand, if a person does not look after his eyes, then what will happen is the sweetness of iman is removed, because evil glances disincline one to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person won't feel that inclination and the desire to make ibadah, to do the right things. Why? Because he has spoiled his heart with his evil glances. They create discord and confrontations between couples. A person who does not control his gaze is removed from the mercy of Allah Pak and is cursed by the Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Evil glances darken and pollute the heart. Lustful glances lead to inclination and then love, which overpowers the thinking power and intellect. This results in illicit love affairs, which cause disgrace, emotional upheaval, marital discord, and a host of other problems. So many people complain of so many different problems. They just started off from either the misuse of the eyes on the phone, or the misuse of the eyes in the public space. Somewhere that eyes is being misused, and so many times people complain that now there is no contact, there is no love between myself and my wife. She has lost any love in me by looking at wrong and evil. Heart has taken to somebody else. Not long ago, one person came to tell me that because, see, this phone is such a bad thing when it's not used correctly, it is used incorrectly, then it can lead to such fitnas that we don't even know. This person is married and he's got children. So he mentioned that I gave, because of the circumstances, she had got involved when I didn't even know. She had got involved with some other person. This woman had got involved with some other person. He was going to work the whole day. She was chatting and meeting up with somebody else. He didn't even know. But towards the ending of the marriage, he says he noticed that there was complete disinclination from the wife's side towards him. So what had happened was, after making mashura, whatever, so the talaq was given to this woman. The next day, very next day, she made nikah to somebody else. Can you imagine? No iddat, no nothing. The very next day, talaq is given one day, next day she's married to somebody else. This person had children and everything, he didn't know what to do. So this shows that when the eyes are not used correctly, when a person is not using these things correctly, the tongue, the eyes, the heart, etc., then the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the back seat after that. Where a person uses them correctly, there's so many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. That hadith we did, that way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that be chaste. Kama tadinu tudan. That when a person, the way he deals with people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause people to deal with him. So there's one incident that Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri rahmat barakatuhum, he quotes in his sharah, and he explains that there was one woman, that she was a very beautiful, khubsurat and khubsirat. So she was a very beautiful woman also, but she also had a very good akhlaq. She was a very good woman. Allah Pak had given her good beauty, and she was also a very good woman as far as her deen is concerned. So her husband was a jeweler. He used to sell items of jewelry. So one day when the husband had come home, so husband found her crying. Husband asked her that, why are you crying? So she related the incident. She said, he explained that this servant of ours that grew up in front of us, that grew up in our home, the servant of ours, today when he brought the vegetables and he came home, then he grabbed hold of my hand and he started pressing it. And I could sense from the way he pressed it that he did it with some sort of shahwat, some sort of desire. So I'm very upset about that, what had happened today, that this servant of ours had come in and this is what he had done. So the husband now started to cry. So when the husband started to cry, so she got surprised that, why are you crying? So then he explained that today one woman had come into the shop and she had bought a set of bangles, and she had asked me to fit the bangles on for her, to fit the bangles on for her. And today when I fitted the bangles on for her, and when I put the bangles on, I had also pressed her hand with some desire. So what I am seeing today is exactly the way I dealt with somebody else. So the moral of this incident, the story is, the way a person deals with other people, that's how Allah Pak will cause people to deal with him. That's Allah Pak will cause his situation. So a person is honest and he's genuine, he is very, very chaste, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause his wife also to be very chaste and very honest with him. Where a person is dishonest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that his wife also will become dishonest with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi.